Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lilisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. You know, we're right here every Monday through Friday morning with awesome, awesome topics and empowerment, inspiration to help change your life. Oh, and today is Wednesday. We're calling this now Wednesday Midweek Motivation with my new friend and partner, Mr. Versi Walker. Versi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, listen, I tell you, it's so great to, you know, do something new and something fresh. I tell you, you know, it's just a blessing that we got a chance to meet, and, you know, we had you on the show last week, and we got so much positive feedback. So you know what? We decided we're going to do this every week on Wednesday. So I'm hoping that, you know, from the looks of it, it has encouraged people. We have more people tuning in to the show now than we've ever had before. So I can assist you, Mr. Walker.
Excellent, excellent. I look forward to this. Thank you so much.
Oh, let me tell you, I know it's early in the morning, but guess what? Somebody told me the early bird gets the worm. Now, yes, yes. So you got a lot of things going on. Actually, I want you to talk again, you know, tell people how to do what you do. I know you talked about you were going to give out some philosophies that will really empower people. I know at least two of the people that I see in the chat room, I mean on the phone, are business owners. Okay, these are individuals running businesses. They need tips and tools and solutions to help with that. If they have a question, they can hit the number one. I don't know if they have any. They can hit the number one key, and of course they will be able to ask you something. But if you have a lot of background noise, I can tell you right now, it won't come through very well. If you're online, and we welcome all of those that are also listening by chat room, you can type your question in. If you're in chat and you want to call, you can dial in 347-945-7991. We're here today, Wednesday, every Wednesday from now on, with Mr. Versi Walker, awesome motivational speaker, teacher, coach, trainer, business extraordinaire, author of Success. How Did I Get Here? I tell you, what a powerful title. And that book, he has a workbook that will help you plan your business. So for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to turn it over to him and let him take it away with what he has brought to share with you today to motivate you. Mr. Walker, you have the floor.
Excellent, excellent. Again, thank you and good morning to everyone. I did want to bring up some information, and I know a lot of the listeners, especially the business owners, you're concerned with the state of affairs today. Probably your financial forecast has changed from what you had 2, 3, maybe 4 years ago. I want to encourage everyone to believe and understand that this is much like the perfect storm. Things are aligning themselves up to make this one of the most best opportunities for the truly determined. I think it was the Wall Street Journal that indicated in 2008 that about 80,000 Americans wanted to or considered being self-employed. And I'm surprised that that number isn't much higher, and it probably is given the events of the past 2 years. With that being said, it's also people must realize that this next wave of opportunity will generate more millionaires than we've ever seen before. With the going green, with the new infrastructure that will be needed to move and again, catapult this great nation, for the small business owner, they're going to see more opportunities available to them. And again, they must stay truly determined and flexible when it comes to change. If they're looking at one aspect of their business or a specific business to get into, they now must be willing to change that dynamic because, again, when it comes to the new opportunities, they're going to need engineers to design it. They're going to need manufacturing plants to develop it and create it. And they're going to also need distributors and salespeople to move that product to the end user. And if you're not flexible enough to maybe just change one aspect of your business, you could perhaps lose out on this opportunity. And when I consider this to be the perfect storm, I think about the 80s when we had the workout craze and you had on your television various individuals doing workout activities. Then you also had the Reebok gym shoe company selling three-quarter high gym shoes by the truckload. And then along comes this man with a ridiculous, ingenious idea. And that idea was to sell to the American public what they had already been getting for free. And that idea was bottled water. Had he come up with that idea 40 years prior, he would have been put in a straitjacket and locked away. But this, again, was the perfect storm. The people who were working out did not have a way to refresh and replenish themselves. The styrofoam cups didn't work. The coffee mugs didn't work. They needed to carry something as they went on through their daily activity. So now, here we are, some 20 years later. Gym shoe styles and sales have changed. The workout craze has come and gone, but the ever-refreshing, quick-on-the-go bottled water has still remained. It is a billion-dollar idea. And so most people would have thought that to be crazy and to be ridiculous. And that individual and many after him are crazy and ridiculously rich because of it. And I, again, believe that this opportunity is available today, not to reinvent the wheel, but just to change the concept. I once read while traveling on the bus in Chicago how knowledge is not information, it's transformation. It's how you take the information that you're provided and transform it to fit your needs and to transform your life. Because libraries are full of idle information. It's full of million-dollar opportunities. It takes you, the individual, to compile that information and then allow it to transform your life. And it could be as simply as reading a book or applying a concept. There was also a gentleman by the name of Jim Rohn, public speaker, coach and teacher who recently passed away. He said, a formal education will make you a living. However, self-education will make you a fortune. And we have to believe that. And the reason I believe that, because I'm a living testament to that, if I can share with, you know, your audience, is that I'm a gentleman in school who barely averaged a C. I really didn't enjoy reading. I wasn't someone who just stood up at the front of the room and spoke out, and I didn't apply a lot of my efforts and energy. Quite frankly, I believe I was lazy. it was just the past 12, maybe 15 years that I began enjoying reading. And it was just the past 3 years that I enjoyed reading so much that I was actually reading three books simultaneously. I did it for content, context, and to, again, to better avail myself of opportunity. In all the businesses that I discussed last week and the positions that I've held professionally in just the last 15 years, each one of those I self-studied for. I went and got the books. I went to the library. I did everything in a new discipline format that I hadn't did years prior. And I learned that every time I read, my knowledge increased 100%, but my earning potentials increased 1,000,000%. And I then discovered that I had 1,100,000 reasons to read because my life changed in that context. So I say to you business owners, those who are looking to be business owners, even the independent contractors, find a format, find a mentor, or research what you're doing. Take the leap of faith. Don't wait till everything aligns itself to look perfect for you to jump out there, because oftentimes it won't. When is the perfect time to become a parent? When is the perfect time to own your own business? It's oftentimes when you're just ready to do it, when it drags you out the bed and you're compelled to do it. That's when, like the perfect storm, everything in your life would align itself to avail the opportunities to you. It wasn't until I became definitive in my statement, I became purposeful, and I became driven, that the things and the resources that were needed for me to make my businesses and my opportunities happen appeared. Oftentimes, they were right around me because I did not speak those things into existence. The universe did not avail themselves to me. And the funny thing about the universe is that when you have a purpose, a definitive goal, and a definitive aim, and you have the desire, it is the universe's good pleasure to provide to you all that you want. You have to be careful with that because that is a powerful tool. And the universe is no respecter of time or size. So whatever size you want your business to grow to, whatever amount of opportunities you want to be availed to you and your family, you must speak that into the universe, because the universe, it is its good pleasure to give you all of what you ask for. When you look at business ownership, it's much like being in detention at school. You're usually the only one there. Everybody else is out playing and doing other things. You're going to one day feel that, you know what, maybe this isn't worth it. These 18 hours a day is just not worth it to get to my ultimate goal, because I want to go outside and play. You have to have that discipline. With my business, business owner owning a gourmet popcorn shop and also Accessory Connection, which is my cell phone stores, it was very difficult. I had a young child. He was actually 2 months old when I decided to start those businesses. He didn't want me at the computer. He wanted all my undivided attention, and I could not give it. So I had to set aside pockets of time that I gave him the attention he needed, and also went back to the table and built my business. When I left New York to go to the East Coast to open up 6 more locations, he was 4 months old. Out there, I was there almost 6 months, living in a hotel, always anxiety, always frustrated, not knowing what tomorrow was going to bring, but I had to do it. But I left my family to build that business, and in doing that, I built numerous relationships, but I also challenged myself, one, that I could open up 6 additional locations, two, that I had the wherewithal inside of me to see that project through. And when I came back home, I now felt that my dreams, my desires, and my passions had now had an identity. I now, the gentleman who grew up on the north side of Chicago without a dad, with a teenage mom who had dropped out of high school to raise me, with those loving grandparents and relationships and family members, I now had an identity. I had something where I could now give back to someone else. If I had someone who needed a job, I had an opportunity because I was building an empire. So, again, I say to you business owners, for those who are prospectively looking to do that, it's not an easy journey. Anything that I discuss with you and or Lalisa discuss with you, the journey is never easy. But it's the task at hand that compels you, whether it's for your family, whether it's for yourself, whether it's just to shut up the naysayers. It won't be easy, and you just have to stay driven. Now, if there's any questions from the audience, I would love to maybe address those or answer those.
Yes, okay, absolutely. Let me see. I tell you, you know what, that is some awesome stuff. Well, I know that, you know, I don't see a question right now, but like I said, if they put their hand up, I will definitely take the question. I have several of my own questions. When you were, you know, just so many awesome, awesome, powerful things. Welcome, if you just tuned in to the show, welcome to the Cultural Lisa Show, heard right here on Blog Talk Radio. Wednesdays, we're doing we're going to a new format where we're going to be bringing people in to the show, and we're bringing in Mr. Versi Walker, our absolutely first person. Thank you so much, Mr. Walker, for being the first person to come on as a regular host slash guest, special guest on the Cultural Lisa Show. Every weekday morning, on Wednesday mornings, he will be our very, very special guest. I see we have someone from the 216 area code. We also have people from Ohio. We have somebody here, right here from New Jersey. Those are all the people I can see. I know there are other people who can also listen via iPods and other. There's other, so many ways to listen to Blog Talk. You can't always go by what's in the chat room and what's on the switchboard. But if you have a question for Mr. Walker, now Mr. Walker has a book out, powerful, powerful book, Success, How Did I End Up Here? Also, you said you worked on Wall Street. What exactly did you do over there, Mr. Walker?
You know, in fact, actually, I worked for corporations that had positions on Wall Street. I worked for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank,
right,
as well as Bank of New York. And my position was as a financial advisor. And that was, again, offering customers alternatives outside of bank-backed FDIC products such as CDs and bank accounts. I offered alternatives, which would have been mutual funds, stocks, bonds, variable annuities, and even insurance products. And that industry, again, was another industry that I self-studied for. I believe that took roughly 8 months out of my life. It was much like studying for the bar exam. And I was actually introduced to that opportunity because I had self-studied prior to that to be an insurance agent for Prudential Life Insurance. And during that time, you must maintain your licenses and you take courses that give you credits each and every year or each and every quarter. And during that time period, I went to take one of the continuing education courses, and in this classroom, there were individuals from various different financial services backgrounds. It could be a bank, it could be an insurance company, and some even automobile dealers who were selling insurance products inside of the dealership. During that time, unbeknownst to me, there were two individuals who were actually watching the numerous people in the room, but in particular myself. And maybe about a month into the course, I was approached by one of the individuals that said, "We want you to come and head up our investment division of a new bank that we're starting, or a new investment arm of this bank," which was a local bank in Chicago. I think it had 7 branches at the time. Initially, I thanked the individuals, and I told them perhaps they had the wrong individual because I had just gotten into the industry, not fully acclimated and or not even having great success at the time. And so I was struggling as being an insurance agent. And we had several meetings thereafter, and it was very social and amicable. And eventually I started researching the industry. I started seeing in various magazines and commercials where banks were actually selling investment products. And it finally dawned on me, it makes sense. If you established your bank account as a child, you know, your Christmas club fund, your savings account, and then now you're maybe a little older and you got your home loan or your car loan, then why wouldn't you have your investments at the same place that you secure or have all of your other assets? And then that's when I decided to go ahead and study for that course. And as I said, it took about 8 months out of my life. And initially, I failed the first exam, and I failed it so miserably. And I think I failed with a 50% ratio. And if you ever purchase any of my books behind me, those that I study from, I highlight, I underline, I do the self-study course. I won't even sit down at a proctor or, you know, in a spring or a testing site until I know that I passed the self-study with at least 98%. But there were some personal issues that were taking place at the time where I felt I wasn't mentally affected. And you know what? You can't live in a world of duality. And I was really, you know, actually lying to myself because that event or those events were affecting me. So that particular time, I didn't pass. It was 30 days later that I retook that exam, and across the board, it was a 6-hour exam. I passed with flying colors, and that
wow.
became my life as a financial advisor.
Wow. But, you know, I tell you, now talk for, if you can, for about a minute or so about how you went from working for someone else, starting your own businesses, certainly I would think, you know, owning a series of, what did you say, gourmet popcorn? That
right.
doesn't sound easy to me because, let me tell you, I just know cooking popcorn in the house could be a challenge.
Right.
Even when it's in a little bag, you know, because if you leave it in there too long, you're in trouble. If you take it out too soon, you've wasted your money.
Right.
So anyway, so you did popcorn, phones, and I think you said one more business. But now you hear you are an author. And I do have a question, so let me get her question in before we so we don't run out of time. Yes, you're on the air calling from Ohio, 513.
Good morning, Ms. Lalisa. Good morning, Mr. Walker. My name is Hope Harper, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've recently started a full-service dry cleaning business in the Cincinnati area. We do everything here on the premises. I've been doing it for other people for over 25 years. I'm second generation of pressing and so forth. My question is, because I heard of your financial background, is before I opened, I had A1 credit.
Okay.
It was something I started working on prior to even thinking I was going to open a business. I knew to have A1 credit is the thing to do. I didn't learn it growing up, but I figured it out as an adult. So I managed to get my credit in A1 shape. I was able to get everything I needed for the business by the grace of God and having this A1 credit. Well, what has happened to me, unbeknownst to me and my research, I guess, or the lack of, I lost my A1 credit. I owe everybody. I'm behind on a lot of things because I did not get a working capital. I got enough to get equipment and things like that, but I didn't have anything to start on. But we've been in business. It'll be 4 years in February.
Okay.
And so we have a good customer base. It's keeping me afloat, but I'm concerned. I don't want to use the word worry about how am I going to recover my A1 credit again, you know, I don't know, really, that concerns me.
Okay, and you know what, Hope, I understand, and you're amongst many of us, and I use the word us because I suffered that same catastrophe with my credit and with my finance. With my two businesses, prior to now having my publishing company and being an author, I actually self-finance as well. So I took out money from real estate. I sold 401k, but I did it, you know, myself, not getting working capital outside of me. And then in 2007, I decided to use credit through banks and everything to help, you know, buy more inventory, buy more supplies, and keep me ahead of the curve. And it happened, I think, maybe February of 2007 where I did this, and everything was going great. And it was September 2007 where the bottom fell out, and now I was using credit to keep myself afloat. I had never did that. I had never missed a payment in my life on anything, and I've never overextended myself, but it came to be a necessity to run the business. And most small business ownership, that's what happens. You borrow money from family members and friends, from credit cards. You run A1 credit to build the business, but you're going to still be okay. And the reason I say that is if you just change some of the dynamics of your business, your credit can be rebuilt with no problem. You can now get from, you know, paying suppliers and employees or whether yourself and rent and feel that you have all this anxiety week after week. I ask that at least with your current strong customer base, if you're not doing this, to do this, offer incentives, because in the cleaning business, I had a godmother who had a cleaning business for over 25 years, and you're from my my family's hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, so we're right there with each other. But I ask that you take each one of their information, get their email address, their web address, their phone number or contact, because you're going to come up on the slow month, and you want to be ahead of the curve whereby you can offer incentives, 15% off Wednesdays. You know, bring in all your old clothes and, you know, we'll clean two and you get the third one for free. What that will do is to help cover and sustain you for those slow months where now you can build up capital again and or reserves and start concentrating on enjoying the business, enjoying your life, and building that credit back up. Don't be, I do want you to be concerned, because if the economy continues at the way it does, it may affect you adversely. But as I do see that there is some momentum and we are moving out of this so-called recession, you should do well. And again, the cleaning business is a profitable business. It will tax you. The great part about it, you do everything on premise. So a lot of the outsourcing, you don't have to share your revenue. But you, again, you want to now automate your business to the point where you're sending out updates and you're sending out free gifts or incentives to get those people during the summer months to bring in those old winter clothes and those blankets and those drapes to keep your business going well. I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Actually, I had talked with Coach Lalisa, and she had told me that same thing, so I'm hearing it again. So, yeah. Thank you very much. That was very helpful and something to hold on to.
Thank you.
And again, go ahead, Mr. Walker.
I was going to say, when I come to Ohio, I'm going to look you up.
I'm going to tell you where she is. That's the other thing I was about to do. Thank you so much. I know she's actually there working in the shop right now in the store, and she is one of the clients that I've been working with and coaching. But, you know, so she's located at 8876 Colerain Avenue. That's in Cincinnati, Ohio, 8876 Colerain Avenue. Awesome, fantastic dry cleaner. You're going to be hard-pressed to find someone who's going to give you the kind of service and the work that she's going to give you there. So we thank her for that. We're going to get her up on Facebook very, very soon so people can connect with her. But I tell you, I'm absolutely amazed at her life, having that business, running that business. And like you said, Mr. Walker, when you started out by saying that when you got a new business, you said you're not going to have a lot of people. You said it's like detention after school.
That's true.
So you're going to be there by yourself. But you're powerful, Mr. Walker, and you're going to be back here every week. So I want you all to know that every Wednesday you can come in and you will have 20 minutes to listen to Mr. Walker, learn from him, glean from him. Remember, success leaves clues. I don't know who coined it. I started hearing people say it, so I'm sorry I can't give the proper credit to whoever came up with that. But I absolutely love it. Mr. Walker, you can find him on. He also has Facebook. You can get him on Facebook. You can get a copy of his book. Mr. Walker, what else do you want to say in our last 30 seconds?
You know what? I can't leave these listeners out like I did last week. For anyone who wants to learn more about me and my book, you can definitely go to my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E. Walker.com. Also, once again, if you do make a purchase of the book, I would also include a 26-page business plan. That's the Million Dollar Mind business plan, as well as an MP3 version of a speech called How to Successfully Transition from Employee to Being Self-Employed. And again,
and
thank you all.
Thank you all for tuning in again to the Coach Lalisa Show. Certainly connect with Mr. Walker. And I think, Mr. Walker, you need to get that book out there to show people what to do to when their businesses, for, like you said, for dry cleaners, it could be the slow summer months. For another kind of business, it could be the slow winter. All businesses have a slow period. So I think that might be a powerful workbook, business shop, workshop, or whatever you can do to get that out to people. Also, you know, thanks to everyone who has tuned into the show. We're going to have tomorrow, we're going to be talking about sponsorships and partnering with people. Definitely to the dry cleaners, Hope, you are so positioned, like Mr. Walker said before, because of the green economy and the new millions of dollars that's being pumped into that. I'm just excited about where we're going with this. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Make it happen for yourself and others. Watch God make it happen for you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.